T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Yeah, it's WTIC. And aren't you good to be with us? We've got the rant line coming up in a few minutes. We've got Randy right now. Hello, Randy.
Hey, Todd. How you doing? Just wanted to throw something at you about the border and the last caller that you had on about Trump. I'm right with him. I want to see him come back again. They dumped on him every day because they feared him, and they came down on Flynn and Carter Page and Papadopoulos and so many other people. It was no accident. But anyway, about the horses, I don't know if you've ever been to a rodeo, but they have barrel racing and cutting. Well, if you go online, you could probably pick something like that up and see exactly what they do with their reins. And they use the long rein, they whip it around their body and hit the horse in the rear quarter to give them instructions, to move forward, to move quick, or, whatever it is.
So you're saying that's what we were seeing on TV was not an attack on the people, but a way to guide the horse.
Yeah. I grew up on a farm. We raised quarter horses, and we had a cutting horse, and that's what they do. That's how they...
Isn't that a good lesson, though, about TV, Randy, and media coverage, and how easy it is to point a camera at something and have a country or world be outraged with nobody understanding, including the people reporting the news, and then the furor becomes something so big that nobody can even stand in the way of the news. You've got the President of the United States saying, oh, those people will be dealt with harshly.
Yeah, well, you never saw anybody down there with a whip mark on their face. The cameras most certainly would have shown something like that if it existed.
Oh, they'd be doing interviews with those people on the morning news shows. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, but that's really a way that the rider controls the horse.
Yeah, well, that's great information. Thank you for that, Randy. 860-522-9842. Get your rant in. 751-4698. 860-751-4698.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
It's WTIC. We'll get the rants going in just a moment, but State Representative Kimberly Fiorello is calling from the state capitol, where there is a hearing going on regarding the governor's extension of powers. He wants them to last until the end of this century. Kimberly is calling to report in on how that hearing is going. What do you have for us, Kimberly?
Hi, Todd. I'm actually here with State Rep Ann Dauphiné also. We're together sitting in our office at the Legislative Office Building. We're done with the debate. It ended maybe half an hour ago, and the final vote on extending the governor's powers for another 150 days until mid-February was 79 yay and 60 nay. Every Republican voted no, and there were 10 Democrats that voted no. But
wow.
The Republicans also, well, none of them came out to speak, the ones that voted no. So we don't exactly know their reasoning, although we welcome their no vote.
Yes, it's wonderful that 10 Democrats voted against the governor. And that's the... that's a crack in his armor. That's a sign of weakness as he looks to continue the plundering of constitutional government.
So it was a 19-vote difference. Yep.
So, Todd, this is Representative Ann Dauphine. I just wanted to add in that we did offer an amendment which would require that every time there was an executive order, that there would be a public hearing and we would get to hear from the people with regard to their comments on that. And there was not one Democrat that supported that, interestingly enough, even though there were others that crossed over with regard to the extension of powers.
And the conservative
Do you think they did that, Anna? Do you think they did that with trepidation, even voting against? Does that how does that feel? Do you think for them as state representatives to be going against their governor on something like this?
You know, it's hard to even read them because they're not in the chamber, Todd. They're not even there. You can't read their body language. Now, who was there were at least 100-200 folks who were outside. Chanting and beating a drum. They were there, people who are pushing back on the extension of the powers. And those people had every right to be able to walk in and come up the stairs and sit in the bleachers. But, of course, they're not there. They're not able to, stare down their reps because, all the Democrats are in their private offices, the Republicans are in the chamber. And by the way, the whole session started with a pretty interesting reprimand by the speaker on the mandatory masking with no exceptions. And he would not call us out. If anybody showed up and flouted the mask mandate in the House, he would shut us down. He would call to question the resolution we were there for. And so
he made it clear that if we came in without a mask, that he would shut down the conversation.
That if any one person came in without a mask, that would be the end of the hearing.
Yeah, he said he wouldn't call us out or have us removed because, quite honestly, I'm not sure that he can do that. But he made it very clear that he would call the vote and we would immediately be voting on it without any hearing with regard to what we were talking about. And it was quite disciplinary. He came out very strong, very angry, and was reprimanding us with regard to the masks and if we decided not to wear a mask.
Yeah, I heard that tape, and it sounded to me like he was scared. You know, he didn't want to be embarrassed, and he was drawing a hard line in the sand. How did you interpret it?
It was bullying. I didn't sense it was scared. There was a lot of tension in the room. You could cut it with a knife, and he was being a bully.
You know, Todd, one thing, too, that stands out to me, and, I'm going into my sixth session as a legislator, and, with the religious exemption removal earlier back in the spring, I think it was in April, when the Senate heard it, there were well over 5,000 people that showed up that said, please do not support this bill. In your memory, going way back, do you know of any type of showing with regard to any bill where people were trying to get their voices heard? And I think of the reason why I bring that up is because I think people just don't feel like they're heard. And it's like this tyranny of we'll tell you what to do. You do as I say. And when you don't obey us, we'll bring down the whip on you and another will take a different tactic.
Yes, that seems to be the mood right now. And again, they're in a vulnerable position. They're doing something that's outrageous, that's unethical, it's immoral, and it's an act of violence against the notion of legitimate constitutional government. There clearly is no state of emergency in the state. There's just a state of emergency in the political plans for the governor's reelection. And
well, I think a really important point is they believe in majority rule. I mean, they have this, you know, they put democracy on a pedestal. They actually don't understand what a constitutional federated republic is. And they don't understand that their role is to protect the minority, not just, you know, inflict the majority on the minority. And so they feel very confident. They're very comfortable, Todd. They're, you know, we haven't brought upon enough pain to them. They're very happy about how it's going.
That last point. Yeah, well, they have total control, so that, yeah. And there needs to be more anger and more outrage and more rising up, you're right. And that leaves them in a comfortable position for the time being. I would still argue that they are in a position of fear because they know they're doing the wrong thing, and they know that at any moment, one event in the news or one wrong move on their part or one reporter who writes a certain story and the whole thing blows up in their faces, and suddenly they have to face the music for their transgressions, which are indefensible. It is indefensible for the governor to be engaging in perpetual state of emergency, and he confesses that on a regular basis whenever he talks about extending his emergency powers. He defines those powers in terms that have no urgency assigned to them. His justifications are casual, distant, and fit well within the normal operation of state government.
You know, Todd, and the other interesting thing was many of the Republicans that stood up and spoke made very articulate points that we are not in an emergency. And they even compared us to the rest of the country and where our numbers lie, which we know some of those are distorted anyway. But if, according to their data, we're doing very well here in Connecticut, so what is the emergency? What is the argument really to continue with this really gross lie that they're portraying?
Yes, well, there is no argument. There's just doing it because they have the power. All right, state representatives, appreciate the update. Anything else you want to say before you go?
I think, you know, we can't let the governor and the Democrat majority, this one-party rule, infantilize the people. I mean, this is related to our psyche and the kind of people we are. It's unacceptable, and we really need to make that point clearer and clearer every day. We have to become relentless. But thank you, Todd. I know you are relentless, and your listeners are amazing. We just wanted to give you a report.
Thank you, you guys both. It's terrific. That's State Representatives Kimberly Fiorello and Ann Dauphiné from the Capitol. The hearing happened, the vote happened, and there was an extension of the governor's powers. But some Democrats, I think I messed up the number, but some Democrats did vote against it. And that's good because it proves that even a Democrat can figure out that they have a responsibility sometimes to do the right thing. 860-522-9842. We're late with our rants. Let me get those started, and we can add in some phone calls as well. But we are way behind because we got that wonderful report. So let's get the rants started.
Hi, thanks for calling the rant.
Yeah, you hear that?
Hi, thanks for calling the rant line. You can leave your message now.
Hey, if Joe Biden is on some type of performance-enhancing drug, they're not working.
New message.
Hey, Todd, I don't understand what the big deal is about sending kids to school in masks. Why don't we just send them all to Fenway Park or some other major baseball league park? You know, then they don't have to wear masks. They can sit right on top of each other, and they would love it. Come on. Come on. Let's do it.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you.
Todd, love the rant line. Maiden call. Everybody know that I'm very pleased that Mr. Blumenthal is all over robocalls with everything that's going on. That is of the utmost priority. I hope he gets that squared away sooner than later. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Thank you. Those are the rants. Let's grab a live call. Jerry in Naugatuck, been on hold for a while. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Todd. Great show as always.
I just, you know, I understand where you're coming from with Ron DeSantis. He's a great governor, and I think he's Trump-lite. You know, he has the policy.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, everything about him I like. I would hope that Trump wins the nomination but picks DeSantis as his VP. And I think the nation owes it to Trump. He's been transparent. He built the wall. He brought jobs back. He secured our borders. He rebuilt the military. He did everything right. He has a list of accomplishments that are like 76 items long. You know, I don't want to go into that, but I like Ron DeSantis. He could fill the shoes of President Trump, but I feel that Trump was ripped off by the deep state, by the bureaucracy, the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, all these I call them traitors and underminers of the country. Anybody that votes Democrat got rocks in their head. They should see it by now. You know?
Well, I'm with you on that, Jerry. Thank you for the call. I think more than Trump being ripped off, I don't think that's what we should worry about, even if that's true. We should worry about us getting ripped off. We got robbed of a normal 4 years of a presidency and his attempts to succeed by a deep state and a media that were out to destroy the president of the United States. I think that is irrefutable. I just don't want to go through it again. That's all. Michael Leibowitz calling from prison again. Lebo, twice in one day. What is going on?
That's what I said.
Well, I know I'm double dipping, but I figure I'd call to crash the party of the Donald Trump fan club. And I hear.
How can you even do this? I don't understand, though. How do you get, like, you called 3 hours ago. How can you do this?
Well, because the rec schedule is constantly changing over here, Todd, with the COVID. That's
okay.
That's the short answer.
All right. So what do you want to say about President Trump?
A lot of people call, and they're touting Trump's accomplishments. Now, to me, the three of the most important things you can do for the economy are cut entitlements, balance the budget, and the Federal Reserve could stop their easy money policy. Donald Trump didn't cut entitlements, nor did he have any intention on doing so. He blew up the federal debt, and he put pressure on the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates low and expand the money supply. Anybody who thinks that those three things have nothing to do with the inflation that we're experiencing now knows about as much about economics as I do about integral calculus.
All right, I'm assuming you're weak on the calculus.
Know nothing about it, Todd.
All right, Michael Leibowitz, thank you, sir. Good to hear from you once again.
So I'm listening to your morning show, and they were just discussing the governor extending his emergency powers, and they said that it's important that he keeps his powers, and your wonderful co-host, Brian, said that one of the reasons it's important he keeps his emergency powers is because people have strong opinions about things like the vaccine mandate. So basically, his opinion is because people have strong opinions and people might be against this proposed mandate, that it's important that the governor can make this mandate without any input from the people. I don't have words for that. I just don't.
Well, I didn't hear it. I don't know what Brian was trying to say. I suspect he was trying to say that there could be a real emergency someday. And what would you expect the governor to do in a real emergency? I think he's comparing it to that and saying if you give the governor the benefit of the doubt that he thinks this is a real emergency that requires his perpetual powers, the state of emergency lasts forever, then how does the government fix things, protect us from a real state of emergency, but to have a lot of power and to be? And that's why I think he would argue that the state of emergency clause exists for a public health crisis in the Constitution, I think. But, you know, it's all right. You get to hear something you don't like. We hear that all the time if the conversation is going the way it should be going. Maggie, hi.
Hi, Todd. How are you? Just a quick comment on the representatives. I'm grateful for their report, but sounded a little naive. I think that they've got to understand entering into this year that, and remember that they voted often to extend the powers long after the emergency. So hopefully they'll see that you've got to play hardball. It's going to be a rough year next year, 2022. And
you're saying that no Republican should ever have voted for emergency powers? Is that your point?
Perhaps in the beginning, like in, you know, at the beginning of 2020 when things were rough, but they have the most recent ones that were the one before this, absolutely not, and they did. And so I think that it's like, I don't know what it takes. I'm part of that group that has been very active in pushing for this. We have about 900 of us that listened to it online today. And so I think
I'm sorry, Maggie. If you want to hold, I can grab a little more of you after news, but I'm tight on time right now. We've got to get to a traffic update and a news update.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Oh, man, that was great. Got that report right from the state representatives about the governor getting his extension of powers. Some Democrats voting no, but still. Yeah, it was a pretty close vote. But still, governor gets his extension. I'm not necessarily disappointed about this. I wish that there had been enough of a rising up that he would have been scared and he would have backed off on his own, because he should be embarrassed to be doing something so destructive. But I like that he's getting away with doing bad things, because ultimately I think it's going to come back to haunt him. His lack of respect for democratic processes. I think people will, I believe right now we're seeing a growing percentage of the population realizing, their eyes being opened, how ridiculous it is the way the governor is behaving. 860-522-9842. Let's get some rants in.
Hi, Todd. Today's COVID public service announcement. According to the National Geographic and Nature magazine, which are both pretty good magazines having to do with nature and animals and things like that, 40% of wild deer were found to be positive for COVID in studies that were done in Michigan, Illinois, and nearby New York, and I think Pennsylvania too. So the public service announcement today is I want to encourage people to make sure that when you are next to wild deer that you are wearing your masks and that you do not rub up against wild deer because you could infect them with COVID. Thank you very much.
There is that danger. Thank you for pointing it out to us.
TV news seems to like a good plot. Gabby's Missing was aired quite a lot. What they didn't show was in Chicago that dozens of people were shot.
What a good point. That story about the missing blonde is ridiculous, how much attention it gets. And who cares about this guy? Where he's laying with a self-inflicted wound in his head or whatever. Why does that? Oh, man, it's so tedious.
This is from an East Hartford resident. Have your UConn football games at UConn where they belong. We don't want them here. There's too much traffic.
Protest. Get out there. Force them to move.
Hello, Todd. I got an idea. In comparison to what Jimmy Kimmel said a few weeks back about treating people in emergency rooms, vaccinated, come on in, unvaccinated, go out the parking lot and die, I think we might want to approach the defund the police effort the same way, seeing as all these liberals like this idea. If you want to defund the police and you need help, oh well. If you support the police, they'll come out and help you. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you for that.
Hey, I was just looking in my backyard, and I noticed the squirrels are running around. They seem to be panicking. They're acting squirrely. I kept thinking, gee, they remind me of the Democrats. The squirrels in my backyard acting squirrely remind me of the Democrats. In fact, there's a squirrel in my backyard who looks an awful lot like Jolly Ned. I can't believe it, but he looks just like Jolly Ned. Very squirrely.
Yeah, I'm calling about the controversial mandatory vaccination or vaccine, whatever type they want to call it. If they can do that, they should mandatory vasectomies, hysterectomies, and that way they don't have to worry about birth control. And don't forget, you got to save the planet because of global warming. You could cut down on the unwanted population. So, yeah, you could be free to listen to do exactly what they tell you to do. So much for freedom, so much for the right to your own body, because I got to take a poison, what I believe to be a poison, then why can't they force you to do other things that you want to do? Think about it. I mean, you could save the planet by not allowing people to have children. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, this does seem to be the way we're heading anyway. Thank you for that.
Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Thanks for being here on WTIC, 860-522-9842. Rant line number 860-751-4698. We'll play some more rants a little later. Bob Stefanowski joins us right now. Hello there, Bob.
Hello, Todd. So the dictatorship continues in Connecticut.
It continues. People are getting used to it. They like the feeling. They want to give it a little more time, see if it should be permanent.
I'll tell you, though, I was listening to you before the break. On the one hand, you know, you're disappointed at all of this crazy things that are happening up in Hartford, and this one is just amazing. But on the other hand, I do think people are starting to see the absolute arrogance of this Democratic Party. I'm sure you've talked about it this afternoon, but for the Speaker of the House, Ritter, he got up and said, if anybody in the chamber, anyone in the chamber takes their mask off, I'm going to end the democratic process. I'm going to end the debate. and we're going to have a simple vote on this. And the Democrats know they control the chamber, so they're going to shut down any democratic process whatsoever if one person in the entire chamber took their mask off. The arrogance of these Democrats right now, both in Connecticut and across the country, is amazing. It's disgusting. And I do think it's going to come back to haunt them in the midterm elections, Ted.
Yeah, so that's what I was wishing that people had triggered that. Like, right off the bat, just walk in without masks and let them shut it down and cause them to step even further into the dangerous zone that they're in. You know, I attribute that to anxiety, to fear, that Matt Ritter is scared. He knows he's doing something he shouldn't do. He knows he's allowing himself to get pushed around by a governor who doesn't care at all about what he's doing, about the best interests of the state, about his responsibility to the Constitution. He just wants to trample all over it because his consultants tell him that's what he has to do to get reelected. It's gross. Let him do it all he wants and face the music for it. But people need to rise up. Don't you think people should be angry?
Yeah, you know, I was at a few events this weekend, and you know, I met with, because the municipal elections are coming up, and I had at least three or four, mostly younger, candidates running for Board of Ed or the Zoning Commission, and I asked them, you know, they had never really been active in politics before, and every single one of them said, I'm tired of the nonsense that's going on, and, you know, I can sit on Twitter all day and on Facebook, and it has very little effect. Or I didn't want to do this, as most of them are saying, but I felt guilty staying home. And the state is you know, one of them looked at his kids, they were both 5, 6 years old, and said, I got to do it for my kids, because if we don't start to get involved, these Democrats are out of control right now in terms of what they're doing. And I do think it's going to backfire. I hope that it does, Todd, because we're starting to run out of time. And, you know, these guys are they're going further and further left, both at a state level and a national level. And people need to stand up.
Yeah. So you're picking up the vibe, though, of this. I don't know if it's just little baby steps or what kind of steps they are, but people are starting to see the powers creeping too far, the abuse of power creeping too far. That's what you're picking up.
I'm feeling that, and there's also a great saying in politics, which is if you're explaining, you're losing. And what you're starting to see Democrats, particularly on the crime issue, which they're unwilling to deal with, unwilling and probably unable to deal with, they are now writing editorials about how because the crime in Connecticut, they're comparing to other states, and it's really not that bad. And, you know, Republicans are turning this into a campaign issue. You know, and you've got women in Marlboro, you know, 77-year-old women being kidnapped and brought to ATM machines and forced to withdraw cash. The Democrats are worried about that. So what you're also starting to see is a lot of explaining, well, here's why we're extending Governor Lamont's powers. Here's why we're not coming down on crime. And that shows a weakness as well, because it's not in their best interest to highlight these issues, which they know are going to work against.
Yeah, I think you're right. They're essentially in a defensive crouch. They have an electoral plan. They think that if the governor pretends the emergency powers were necessary and he was making tough decisions and leading the state, if people are dumb enough to fall for that, he figures this will work out really well. And it seems to me that's what his consultants are telling him. But that's a scary place to be, because you know you're doing the wrong thing. You know that at any moment people could suddenly just be done with this abuse of power, and suddenly it all becomes clear to them and the Democrats are on the run.
The question is, Todd, what's going to be the tipping point, right? You just get the sense we're at a tipping point with people being frustrated, yes, with their personal liberties taking away and the nonsense coming out of Hartford. And I truly believe there's going to be a tipping point. There'll be some event, and, you know, hopefully it's not crime-related. Hopefully it's a different category, whether it's a tax or something. Hopefully it's nothing harmful to people. But I truly believe in the next few months there will be that tipping point that'll push people over the top, and they'll say enough. Because the Democrats are so arrogant, they're so brazen, they're going to keep pushing this until they hit that tipping point. And it's coming. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know when it's going to be. But you can almost feel it, Todd, can't you? And you know, just when you're out in the public, and, you know, Governor Lamont now has to upgrade his security forces when he goes to the to the fairs because so many people are upset. And I'm not saying people should do that. You got to be polite. You got to speak your mind. But you almost sense out there that there's this anger that's really built up in our state. You see what's happening in other countries like Australia, you know, where people are just saying we've had enough of government telling us what to do.
Yeah, it's a dangerous place to be because it essentially goes against the founding principles of the country. It goes against the grain of what people have always understood. We're talking to Bob Stefanowski. So I think you're right. They're getting to the end of the line on this, and that's why they're overreaching a little bit. They're being too, like you talked about the Speaker of the House, Matt Ritter, being dictatorial today in his commands that nobody flout the mask mandate or anything like that at the hearing today. You know, that stuff doesn't read well. So their own anxiety is starting to penetrate the decisions they make and the way they handle themselves. And I think that might be the start of what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you can get away with it, you know, if it's an extra tax on, you know, they just put a tax on the little liquor bottles, and you know, that frustrates people. You can get away with that. But when it comes to things like personal liberty and whether you can do what you want to do with your children, whether to get them vaccinated or not, you take that decision away from a parent, or you start talking about crime, particularly as it's now creeping into the suburbs. Those things you cannot get away with. You cannot explain them away. And the Democrats are playing a very, very dangerous game right now. And Lamont,
well, let's not forget the point. I'm sorry, Bob. I just wanted to you know, you've made a point over the last couple of weeks that I think bears repeating, that there is actually a state of emergency going on. And meanwhile, the governor is pretending something else is the state of emergency. The COVID thing has calmed down, still there, but it doesn't require emergency powers. But you could make an argument that the spiking crime rate is dramatic, and these are real crimes harming real people. That's a vulnerability that is drifting through the population that the Democrats not only aren't emphasizing properly, they're absolutely refusing to do anything to repair the problem because they don't want to distract from this reelection plan of the governor's to make everything about emergency powers and him being some kind of COVID savior.
Right. I mean, I know we're running out of time, but I looked up quickly the definition of emergency. You tell me which one fits this definition, COVID or crime. It's an accident that happens suddenly or unexpectedly and needs fast action to avoid harmful results. I mean, COVID is not unexpected right now. You don't need to act that fast to change policy. You look at a typical crime, that's what is unexpected, and that's where you need fast action. We may need an emergency authority right now, but it's not to address COVID. It should be to address the out-of-control crime out there right now, and I think most people see that, Todd.
Yeah, so that's the vulnerability, and you're right. You don't want anyone else to have to get hurt, but you do want the Democrats to not get away with continuing this gross manipulation, to be making COVID policy based on the governor's desire to get reelected, based on politics instead of based on what's in the best interest of the state, and that's just gone on for too long, in my opinion.
No, and you just saw it at a national level, and nobody would ever, ever wish what happened in Afghanistan, but you see the consequences of what Biden did. His approval rating dropped from 60 to 41. Something like that is going to happen in Connecticut, and we got to be ready for it. We got to try to prevent it to the extent we can, so we got to start to still be active. But when it happens, because it will, we got to move on it. And I'm just getting back to your point earlier, Todd. You hate to see Ritter get up in there and say that, but that's a good point. I wish somebody had taken him up on it and taken his mask off. It would have even accentuated the absurdity.
Yes. All right, Bob. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Todd, you have a good week.
Yeah, nice to talk with you. We'll see you next week. Bob Stefanowski, former candidate for governor. 860-522-9842.
Hey, Todd. So Wednesday was Connecticut Day at the Big E. So the governor decided to take a ride up there, and every building requires a mask. Guess what Todd is missing? The mask. Unbelievable. Total hypocrite.
The governor went to the Big E, no mask. There's the kind of thing that Bob and I were just talking about. Did you see him there?
I did not. I wanted to. But I can confirm that they made you wear a mask in the buildings, yes. And they were enforcing it.
Did they check to see if you were the governor so they could let you go in without one?
They did not.
They didn't ask, huh?
They said, do I work with Todd
Feinberg?
If
you're the governor.
You're not allowed in here.
If you're the governor, you don't need the mask. Anyone else, wear the mask. If you're the governor, don't wear the mask. I can just hear the announcement going endlessly. John in Meriden. Hi, John.
Hi, it's John, but it's okay. But either way, this whole mandate stuff is a bunch of bull crap because it's the mask was just to see how compliant the society would be. I call them sheeple. You know, not people because you're not choosing to make your own mind up. It's just, we're going to see how long we can get you to do exactly what we want you to do. And the gentleman, I think it was one of your rant calls, said it because this is just a test to see how far they can go. So now can we mandate this and can we mandate that? Can we mandate birth control? Can we mandate? It's all about control, not just for now, but overall. So you don't need legislators. Well, if all the people believe that, then all the legislators, Democrat and Republican and independents, go home and just let King Ned do things and don't pay us.
I think you're making a really good point. Thank you, John, because there is this, I mean, this is what the Democrats said about Trump all the time. He was breaking norms. Breaking norms is dangerous. You break the norms of democratic systems, and then people start to drift away from and become flexible on what power-hungry politicians do. That was their argument against Trump, and now they're doing what they were accusing Trump of doing. And we have to assume creating the hazard that the Democrats articulated during the Trump years.
Hi, Todd. This is Carolyn. And I'm the one who suggested the name for your show. I have been listening to you since day one, and I really love your show.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you for making that suggestion for the name of the food segment, Order Up on Fridays at 5.
And the reason that I came up with that name was because when I travel, I like to look at where the locals eat, and most of the time, and there are small diners and things, and you can see that the truck drivers always find those places as well. And you'll have that window, that little window, and the
window where the chef is, and he slides the plate out and hits the ding and goes order up, just like that little
under the hot lamp, you know,
the hot lamp, the heat lamp. Yeah,
it was bad enough that Ned.
Order up.
It was bad enough that Ned's briefing yesterday, COVID briefing, ran over an hour. But the worst part of the whole thing was, I know the station has to pay the bills, but to squeeze 2 hours of commercials in that last 40 minutes yesterday was just brutal.
Did you do that, Anthony?
I did not do that.
You didn't squeeze. I didn't think you squeezed that.
I did not. We would have had like no show if I did that.
That's true. If you so those they get scheduled for remakes. Those is that what you call it?
Yeah,
replays,
make goods. Redos. Yeah,
make goods. That's it. That's the lingo in the business. But you know, sometimes we have to play a lot of commercials because your ears are so valuable. People offer us big money to play a little message. They also offer Mark Christopher big money to do longer traffic updates, but he won't do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.